broke convoy going into Antwerp, and we were attacked by German E-boats. We didn't get hit or anything, but a tanker got sunk on our starboard side.
Yeah.
That was pretty horrific, but...
So you were in the engine room, you realized that...
Until 12 o'clock, yeah.
You realized that you were under attack,
came yeah.
up, and you saw the tanker explode.
Well, my watch was over, we came up. And the more incidents after that, the convoy, what, you go in single ships, as I remember, into Antwerp. Mm-hmm. And we tied up and unloaded there, came back light, in convoy though. Mm-hmm. And I think I mentioned then, on the way back, we heard about President Roosevelt dying.
Right.
And we got back in.
What was the reaction on the ship when you heard that?
It was pretty sad. I mean, he was the only president I could remember as a teenager. And, but we knew the war was winding down. And then, of course, we got back to New York. We heard the war was over. And, of course, the city was all lit up then, too. The city had been a sort of a brownout. It wasn't total blackout, but it was a brownout. And everybody was celebrating.
So that was VE Day? That was VE Day?
And what?
That was VE Day?
VE Day, yes.
Right.
And I stayed on the ship. As I mentioned, I didn't know go home if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But
you signed back up on the same
I signed up. And we went in convoy from there down to Galveston, Texas, down the East Coast. That was a dangerous run because that's where all the ships were getting sunk back in 43. But this is in 45 and the war was over. All the German submarines and things were supposed to surrender.
Were there still some out there even after VE Day?
On the last day of the war, I understand, a German sub spotted a ship off Port Judith off of Maine and sunk it. They shouldn't have done it because they knew the war was over.
Yep.
And we still, every time we go up the coast, we lay a wreath there at that spot. That was the last ship sunk during World War II. And it was a freighter coming up from down south, went up to New England somewhere. And I understand the Canadian and U.S. Navy went out and found that submarine and they tried to surrender, but they didn't take the surrender. They sunk the thing. That's my understanding of it. They knew the sub number and the U number and everything.
So when you saw the when you witnessed the tanker explode in the convoy, when you came up after your watch was over, what was going on your ship?
Well, on our ship, the gunners were just shooting. They'd see a wake of a fast boat going. They'd shoot at the wake, but of course the boat's already gone. I don't think they hit anything. Of course, they had to watch because there's other ships around them too, and they weren't very effective until they lit off the flares and dropped those parachute flares.
From the British?
From the British airplanes. And of course it was all over another half an hour. There were no guns going off, nothing. All the E-boats had left. I don't know how many of them were in the attack. It may have only been three or four, but.
And the tanker, did anyone survive off the tanker? Did you pay?
I don't know. It'd be hard to imagine. I bet they lost most of the crew. The ironic part, I went back to Antwerp about 3 years later on Lower Liberty, and that tanker was still sticking out of the water. It had sunk in about 35 feet, and the whole top structure was still. I told some guys, I said, I was here when that tanker got sunk. They couldn't believe it, but I was here when that tanker got sunk. I'm sure it was the same one.
So you guys wouldn't stop the convoy when a ship got hit like that. You would just keep going.
Oh, no, you keep going. You get out of there as fast as you can.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
But that's why we lost so many men in the Merchant Marine. Because you didn't have much chance to get, even a ship like this, you don't have a lot of chance. If I was in my room here and we got hit, we could probably get out pretty quick if the ship didn't blow up. But we never had that problem.
Yeah, and you're down in the engine room.
You're pretty vulnerable, but very few people could ever get out of an engine room.
Right. was that in the back of your mind when you're picking a job?
No, never thought about that. As I said, I was 17, and you got a lot of guts, and right. You think you do. You're not worried about anything. Yeah. You're worried about whether you're going to get your next girlfriend or something, you know.